Did you know that Play-Doh was invented in the 1930s? They made enough of it to stretch the moon.
Wow, that is amazing. It is fun to make all kinds of things with Play-Doh. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Let's get started. When I play with Play-Doh, I usually just make simple things like snakes and French fries and smiley faces. I never was much of an artist, so mostly I just stick to simple things. It's fun to mold and shape Play-Doh, though, isn't it? But it's even more important to let God mold and shape you. Just like Play-Doh is soft and changeable, you have to let God change your heart and life to be more like Jesus. Just listen to Isaiah 64:8. It says, "We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." Our story today is called Mold Me. "Grandma, let's play a guessing game," Aiden said after his parents dropped him off at his grandmother's house for the afternoon. "I'll tell you a riddle about what I have in my backpack, and you try to guess what it is. Here goes. I come in lots of colors. I'm constantly changing. You've most likely played with me. Guess what I am?" Grandma rubbed her forehead. "Can I have another hint?" "Nope, time's up." Aiden reached into his bag and pulled out some plastic containers. "It's Play-Doh." "That was a good one," said Grandma. "I suppose you're going to want to take that stuff out of the containers now, aren't you?" Aiden smiled and nodded, and for the next hour, Grandma and Aiden squished and molded the Play-Doh into every shape they could think of. Yesterday, I looked online to find facts about Play-Doh for a project at school, which made me think to bring some here, Aiden said as he rolled a piece of yellow dough across the table. "Did you know that it was first invented in the 1930s as wallpaper cleaner? Or that over 3 billion containers of Play-Doh have been sold? That's enough Play-Doh to stretch all the way to the moon." Aiden put the last piece of dough in place and showed off his creation. "Look, a hamburger and French fries." Yummy. Grandma pinched the end of her ball of blue dough to make a fin. "I made a blue whale." "Cool," said Aiden. "I love Play-Doh. You can make anything with it." Grandma nodded. "Yes, it's fun to play with. But did you know we can learn from it too?" Aiden shook his head. "God's children should be like Play-Doh in his hands," said Grandma. "Play-Doh is soft and workable, allowing people to shape it however they think is best. And we need to be the same with God, letting Him shape our attitudes and desires so we'll be more like Jesus." "So, just like Play-Doh, God will mold us the way He knows is best?" asked Aiden. Grandma nodded. "We can trust Him to shape us into the people He wants us to be, people who reflect the love of Jesus to others." So how about you? Are you allowing God to shape you into the person He wants you to be? Or are you trying to conform to those around you or hold on to your old selfish ways? If you know Jesus as your Savior, God is working in your heart to make you more like Him. As He molds you and shapes you, He will help you turn away from sin and show His love to others. So trust Him to help you let go of sinful habits and make you more like Jesus. Our key verse for today is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 8.
"Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We all are the work of your hands."
And our key thought for today, let God mold you. Do you like to listen to music picked out just for you? Then check out Keys for Kids Radio on Alexa. You'll discover music from Seeds Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and more by asking Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.